This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Illinois State Representative Bill Black is close to retiring the state representative title. Yesterday, as lawmakers were busy debating several big issues in the General Assembly's fall veto session, Black issued a final speech on the House floor. The Republican from Danville used the floor over the last 24 years to deliver impassioned arguments, sometimes at the top of his lungs, ending with a smack to his microphone. Yesterday, Black was also impassioned, but it was directed toward his love of the legislative process, his House colleagues, and the historic Capitol building that houses them.
Look around here. Look where you work. There are few people who ever get this privilege. This ain't exactly a 6-foot by 6-foot cubicle. This is a phenomenally beautiful, historic building that has been well maintained. And you should always consider it an honor and a privilege to sit in this chamber. In the history of the state, not many people are given this opportunity. And sure that we have bad days. And I don't know what door you come in. I don't know whether you come in through the back parking lot or the north parking lot. Say hello and thank the people on the security machines. That's a tough job. Have you ever seen them in the spring when they're trying to check in 300 giggly school kids? That's a tough job. And remember why they're there. We didn't used to have that. There wasn't any security here. We didn't have ID cards. Many of you didn't know Bill, who worked at the door, kind of kept an eye on things. Man ran in the door some years ago, had a shotgun under his coat, pulled the shotgun out, and shot and killed him. And then 9/11 hit, and so we have to have security. But say hello to those people. Get to know them. They're great people, and they have a tough job. And I know sometimes we forget our ID card, and we're upset because you don't know who I am. It's not an American Express commercial. No, they don't know who you are. Show your ID card. Get to know the young people that take tour groups around the Capitol. Come over a day early and take that tour of the Capitol, as I have. But every time you walk across that rotunda, look up into that dome, and remember where you work and why you work here and the responsibilities that your constituents ask you to do.
With that speech, Bill Black ended a House career that began in 1986. But he's not finished with politics. The 69-year-old is planning a run for Danville's city council. Tom Kasich is an editor, columnist, and reporter for the Champaign News-Gazette. He's covered Black over the course of Black's long tenure. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Celeste.
What will Bill Black best be remembered for?
I think it depends where you're from. If you're from Springfield and you've watched the legislature for these many years, you'll remember Bill in his speeches, his remarkable ability to either calm down the legislature, the entire chamber, or rev it up, or just entertain it. He's an exceptional speaker. In fact, that was noted by many of his colleagues yesterday in a ceremony that went almost 2.5 hours, which is really exceptional.
How would you characterize his relationship with his peers and with both Republican and Democratic leaders?
It was unbelievable yesterday. The tributes to him from other members of the legislature, including African American Democrats from Chicago, who would be just the opposite of Bill, you know, a downstate Republican, it was amazing how many people expressed right in front of everybody on TV their love for Bill Black. It was an unbelievable moment, or 2.5 hours to witness. And he's an independent guy, and he didn't always get along with his Republican leaders, and of course he didn't get along real well with the Democratic leaders, but fences were almost always mended. And even yesterday, Tom Cross, the House Minority Leader, the Republican leader, who got in a tiff with Black and punished him earlier this year, you know, paid great homage to Bill and praised him for all his work.
Yeah. Sometime back, I was in Danville and was talking with a group of his constituents, both Republicans and Democrats. And while the Democrats didn't always agree with his stance on various issues, they really admired him. And so they talked very highly, both Republicans and Democrats in Danville.
Yeah, he brings people together. He's very good at that. He's a Republican, but he can be a partisan Republican, but he can also reach out to Democrats, which he has done on countless times. And you saw that, you know, on his penultimate day in the House on Tuesday when he voted for the civil union bill, one of six Republicans to do that, and the handshakes and the hugs he got after that was remarkable.
We didn't hear it in the excerpt that we played this afternoon from his remarks yesterday, but during the course of his remarks, he said that there had been times over the course of his career that he found it tough to look himself in the eye while shaving. Do you have any idea of what the toughest votes might have been for him? Civil unions, do you think that was a tough one?
I don't think it was, actually. I talked to him a little bit about it, and, you know, I don't think it was. You know, I wish I could tell you what, you know, it could be some tax increase votes. But I think he was talking there about maybe some ethical things, some things that he wondered if he was doing the right thing in the context there of what he was talking about. But frankly, I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it to you at the News Gazette and to maybe Illinois Issues to do a profile and ask that question.
Yeah, I'll be talking to him again, yeah. I'm sure.
If he wins election to the Danville City Council, do you think we'll continue to see an impassioned politician?
I wonder if he'll have to tone it down. I mean, you know, part of the reason he did that on the floor of the House was, I mean, that was his job. He was supposed to be the Republican spokesman, you know, the guy that created havoc and, you know, questioned thoroughly a Democratic proposal. He might, you know, might not be so so vociferous in city council meetings, especially among friends.
Do you think he'll play a significant role in seeing a casino become a reality in Danville?
Yeah, in fact, I just talked to him about that a couple hours ago, and he told me that once again he intends to resign December 22nd. He's not going to stay around for the House vote on that, but he wants to make sure his House colleagues know how important it is to Danville and how, you know, he's going to essentially lobby his pals to try and get that done.
Does his departure change the atmosphere under the State House dome?
Absolutely. For one thing, he's a great quote for reporters, and everybody loved to hear him speak. And I just wonder who's going to do that for the Republicans now. Just the fact that he's been around for so long, and everybody seems to know him and admire him. And I just wonder if there's anybody around now who's going to have that same kind of cachet in the legislature.
Mm. You've been watching the State House for a good number of years now. I wonder if you found yourself recalling your first days in Springfield as you listened to Bill Black speak yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You were over there, too, long ago. Not quite as long as me, but
pretty close.
Yeah. You know, there were a lot of great speakers. And, of course, the House was much bigger. And it was, well, the fact that it was bigger probably made it harder for people to get attention, so you had to be a good speaker. And there were some great people over there then. I'd say the oratory then was much better than it is today, both in the House and the Senate.
Yeah. The House was really something to be sitting in the press box if you had a seat there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To watch.
Especially, the African-American legislators from Chicago and the Southern Illinois Democrats. Oh, man, you had some great speakers, Clyde Schoede and Cornel Davis, and man, it was terrific.
Yeah, and sometimes they would take it out into the hallway.
Oh yeah,
into the rotunda, and continue.
Yeah.
Continue their
sometimes
speechifying.
Sometimes get into fisticuffs too.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
There we have to leave it, Tom. Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Celeste.
Tom Kasich is an editor, columnist, and reporter for the Champaign News Gazette.